Jesus. Come to Jesus. Right now. Come from the Baptist church. Come from the Catholic church. Come from the Presbyterian. Come from sexual science. Come from whatever you think is right. Search the scriptures, you'll find. Got to come right now.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy holy name. We thank you, Almighty God, for this opportunity to come before you one more time to hear what thus said the Lord. We thank you. We praise you. Our soul says, speak, Lord. Speak, Lord, for we hear it thee. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy. We praise you. We honor you. We pray, Almighty God, that the word fall on good souls. Honest souls would hear you. Obey you. We pray, Lord. We pray, Lord, knowing that you will hear. Knowing that you will honor this prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Who is God Almighty, where without end. You invite them now, Lord. You got room for them now, Lord. We thank you. We praise you that we made it in time. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Souls is waiting to hear. In the name of the Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty, world without end, we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
To our radio listening audience around the world, wherever you may be, this is another Whole Truth God Radio program coming to you from the Church of Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. And today with us, our Bishop and Pastor, Bishop Anthony J. Patterson, hear him.
Pray you're singing to somebody else. To come to Jesus. We thank God for this great privilege to handle the word of life. We're thanking God for his wisdom that he has given to men to deliver to the people of God. The word of the Lord is what we need. Singing is all right.
Right. All right.
You have to praise God. He said, let everything that have breath praise it.
That's right.
But I want to give you Jesus, if I can, for a moment. I want to bring God to you face to face. And when I bring him to you face to face, you've got to deal with what you hear. You can't leave here like you came. You've got to leave here either delivered, increased in knowledge, or something that is more than you had when you walked in the door. You cannot leave serving God the way you came in. Your mind has to be renewed. Something has to happen. The word of the Lord must have an effect on you if you come into the house of the Lord. If you come in and leave worse than you came in, something's wrong. Either the preacher didn't shoot you with the right arrow, or his gun didn't have any bullets. Because if you go out doing the same thing you came in, he didn't turn you from darkness to light.
That's right.
Something wrong.
Something wrong.
If the preacher got to preach to you the same thing over and over again, you need a beat. You need something else. The word of the Lord should make an effect on you. And you have to decide if you're going to see God face to face or you're going to obey what God is doing in a dream. Because you would have been on that flight had you not obeyed. If God had not made a way, that testimony wouldn't be in the church today.
Amen.
She would have been with the other students.
That's right.
But the mama had it right. Most mamas do. She said, that sounds like death to me. Uh-huh. But we children don't pay no mind. Oh, mama. But mama knew. And the testimony is in here to let you know God has ordered your steps.
Right.
She didn't tell you what happened to this in vain.
That's right.
Elder Gerald's long testimony wasn't in vain.
No, it wasn't in vain.
But somebody got something out of it.
Yeah.
That if the Lord, the doctor said your kidneys are gone, but the doctor saw it at a time that the Lord was doing his surgery.
Amen.
The Lord was changing the thing so he would have something for his woman parts, as he put it.
Amen.
It's a miracle for us.
Amen.
But the church don't say it's a miracle. We say that's just God keeping his word.
Amen.
That's what he promised to do for us.
Amen.
What are you going to do with the word of the Lord today? Because the Lord said, no matter where you've scattered, I'm going to bring you together. So it don't matter what you think.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter who the hindrances are. The Lord said, I'm going to move them.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're a rebel and you don't want things to go a certain way and you're going to have your way, God is going to remove it.
That's right.
Because the Spirit of the Lord cannot come for the church that's divided.
That's right.
But I praise God to tell you tonight, the church itself has never been divided.
Amen.
The church doesn't have one error in it.
Not
never
one.
Did, never will.
Not
the
one.
Church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
And there is no darkness in God at all.
Amen.
Now, there might be people sitting among you that are in the building,
right.
But they're not in the church.
Right.
Amen.
You can't be in sin and say, well, I'm in the church.
No,
you ills? The Lord said, I would rather have the body into heaven maimed.
Amen.
He said, I'll pluck out an eye to save the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll leave an eye.
Mm-hmm.
The church is pure, always has been, when it got delivered from hell.
That's right.
It came up. And God started adding souls to it who obeyed what Peter said.
Amen.
Yeah.
Peter was telling them about the resurrection to life. He made those people look at God face to face. He said, this is what happened. And he preached what had happened in the past. But they then had to look forward. And he had to change his speech when a question came to him. The question was, what must we do?
Amen.
We want what you talk. What must we do? And he changed and said, oh, repent.
Amen.
And be baptized, because he was talking about the resurrection from the dead.
Amen.
He was giving them the glorious gospel of what it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
But when he had to talk to someone who didn't have it, he changed to give them direction on what to do, to be baptized in his name and then get filled with the Holy Ghost as a promise and then continue steadfastly.
Amen.
Most of us have done that. But something happened when the Lord then took away a shepherd. He said the sheep then would scatter. There'd be many of us that rise up and say, well, the Lord called me.
Mm.
If the Lord called you, he's going to call you to stay steadfast in the doctrine.
That's right.
Amen. Right.
Because y'all say you're rooted, grounded, and settled, and won't be moved. But see, my father used to say that, but he was Baptist. Deacon Clark is going to get me because he's Baptist. But that's all right. I can handle him. My father said, I was born a Baptist. I'm going to die one. I'm rooted, grounded, and settled. But something happened. Something happened to made him look at the word, and he looked at God face to face and said, I got to make a change. He said, they didn't baptize me in the name. They baptized me in the titles.
Right.
So he had to make a change, even though he thought
right.
he was rooted,
right.
ground,
right.
and settled.
Amen.
He wasn't. He was a ship without a sail,
yes.
tossed in to and fro, hadn't done nothing right. And he said he was going to go to this holiness church. And my mama had all her nice hair and her nice legs and stuff. And she got to cover it all up. She said, you going to that sanctified church, not me. But you know what? She started singing the song, I'm glad I'm one of them today. Amen. He wouldn't bother. He'd go to church. She'd go what she do, do what she going to do. And one day she got herself ready and went with him and stayed there until she passed on, thank God. Amen. And we got to do the same thing. But I want to just give you this. And I want you to consider what divides us is carnality. Yes, sir. When you come to the mic and say, I give honor and it's to me, all of that I heard was carnal. This is not my temple. Amen. This is not mine. You're not talking to me. I'm doing my Father's work. We are eavesdropping on what he did for you. You need to be giving him the praise. Like the sister was saying, I didn't have no food. I didn't have anything. But I told him, if you real, I didn't say I was going to take care of you. She's that sassy to tell God that. I didn't say I was going to take care of you. You know how she said it. You said you're going to take care of me. But did he?
Amen.
Who gets the glory for that? God does. The scripture says when you come in and say, I'm of Apollos, the scripture says you're carnal.
Carnal-minded, that's right.
I gave you Christ, didn't give you myself.
Right.
Though you would not know God if it wasn't for the preaching of the gospel.
Right.
But we give God the glory in all things.
Right.
It's nothing wrong. The scripture says give honor to whom honor is due. But I don't want you all leaving here divided by, well, Bishop Patterson is my pastor. I'm a pastor of it all. I got you today. Right. I wish I had some locks, I'll lock you in. And you can't go but that way to eat and right back to service. But in giving you the word, I pray that the Lord then will light his flame in your bones. Because when the word of the Lord went out, the Lord tells his man to prophesy to you. Mm-hmm. I need to tell you about what is going to happen to you. Tell you about this journey that is hard sometimes for you. But my job is to prophesy when that flesh has gone to the ground, the bones that held it up had received the word of the Lord that reached the marrow of your bones, and it made you do right. It made you talk right. It made you walk right. It made you treat your brother right. And when you wanted to go all out from it, it made you do the right thing. Those bones will be laying there waiting on the trump to sound.
Amen.
My job is to prophesy to those bones, you shall live again.
Yeah.
Amen. Your job then is to believe my words.
Amen.
Believest thou this? When the Lord took Ezekiel on a flight, Ezekiel could look down and see the grave of saints. And he had a conversation with God, say, shall they live again? And the man of God said, Lord, thou knowest. So the Lord said, now prophesy to them. So when I start telling you that you shall live again, you must believe the word of God so you have a quickening power in the ground, so it doesn't matter where they lay you. You'll get up when the trump shall sound, for it shall. Mary and Martha knew that their brother would get up on the day of the resurrection. They say, we know that. How did they know that? It was preached to them. But they say, we want him now. Later for the resurrection, we want him now to life. So Christ said, where did you bury him? He gave him back to them. But their knowledge of the resurrection had been preached to them, that they knew this.
Right.
That's why saints cannot say anymore, I pray that I am one the Lord is calling for in these last and evil days. You have been called. You heard the gospel preached. You obeyed it. You went down in water in his name. You received the Holy Ghost. You can't say to call you no more. You didn't hear the call. You didn't answer the call. You answered the call. Therefore, you've met God face to face. Keep looking at him down the road, and you will hear guide every step. Don't you know there's already ordered? They're ordered. It was ordered for you to be here today.
Amen.
Because the Lord is gathering his people
yes.
unto one fold.
Yes.
And we have to do it.
Have to.
We got to obey everything that is in the word of God. We cannot be separated by ideologies or any other thing. We must believe the same thing. We must speak the same thing. We must have the same judgment about everything. And if an issue arises, we do not leave the room until there is a decision made. And as Peter stood up and said, this is what we're going to do. We must. For the people of God's sake, we must. In the book of Ezekiel, if I can start at the 33rd verse of the 20th chapter.
As I live, saith the Lord.
I would like to bring this to life for you. To see, to let you know how God has went around the earth and found you. Made a decision to let you hear his word. And then ask you to obey it, and you did. For those who haven't, they know they must obey if they want to meet the Lord in peace.
As I live, saith the Lord God.
As I live, saith the Lord God.
Surely with a mighty hand.
Surely with a mighty hand.
And with a stretched out arm.
A mighty hand and a stretched out arm come to Jesus.
And with fury poured out.
Yes.
I rule over you.
Yes.
And I will bring you out from the people.
I'm going to deliver you from the people.
And will gather you out of the countries wherein ye are scattered.
No matter where you have scattered, wherever you are, I'm going to gather you. Are we going to come to Jesus? Amen. Yes.
With a mighty hand.
With a mighty hand.
And with a stretched out arm.
Yes.
And with fury poured out.
I'm angry. But I'm going to save you. Yes.
And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people.
I'm going to bring you into the wilderness of the people.
And there will I plead with you face to face.
And here I'm going to plead with you. Here I am going to talk with you one on one. As the word is being delivered, I'm going to come and plead with you to choose life.
Amen.
Are we willing to choose life?
Amen.
People fall in love with their preacher and not the word.
Not the word.
Like we were saying, they were talking about the conversation on the radio station, and people saying, you know that man on that radio, he right. He right. They love their preacher more than the word. Now, if your preacher is right, love him.
Amen.
If he's giving you the truth, love him. Because then God can do something for you. Yes.
And I will bring you into the wilderness of the people.
I'm going to bring you to the wilderness of the people.
And there will I plead with you face to face.
And there I'm going to plead with you. Come to me. Let me give you my covenant that is able to save you, because I told you if you tarry, I'll fill you.
Amen.
My covenant is with, if you do what I ask, I'll save you.
Amen.
I'll come to you now face to face. Yes.
At the 36th verse, like as I pleaded with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt.
I pleaded with them before.
So will I plead with you.
I'll do the same for you.
Saith the Lord God.
Yes.
And I will cause you to pass under the rod.
Now, this is what men don't like. Nobody want to pass under a stick.
Amen.
That's going to beat them into shape. Nobody don't want to pass under the rod because they got to get something out of them. But you got to pass under it.
Amen.
And you got to let that thing make you holy, yes. Like God is.
Yes. Amen.
You can't go come out like you went in. Right. When you go under the rod, it's going to make a change in you. It made a change in all of us.
Yes. Amen.
Yes.
And I will cause you to go past, to pass under the rod. And I will bring you into the bond of the covenant.
And when you follow my word, I'm going to group you and put you with everybody else that I made a covenant with, just like Abraham.
Amen.
And if you keep my covenant that you and I will make, I'll do what I said I'm going to do. But you've got to do something as well.
Amen. All
right. All right.
We can't be divided.
That's right.
We've got to be together.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We cannot be separate. We must be one.
Yes.
If you get John for me, 10, and I'm going to close, I think.
John, the 10th chapter.
I see you're weary.
Verse.
I see you're weary, and I'm just going to let you go. James said, I flew too long. I want to be in church. But them saints said, we drove 1,100 miles. But thank God. I want to give you this.
And other sheep I have.
The Lord said, I got other sheep.
Which are not of the field.
I got other sheep.
And other sheep I have, which are not of this fold.
They are not of this fold.
Them also I must bring.
Wait. Slow up. Them.
Them also.
I must bring them.
Amen.
He's not going to leave us out there scattered.
That's right.
Praise the Lord.
I'm not going to leave you comfortless.
That's right.
Them, he said, I must bring.
I must bring.
How is he going to bring them? He's going to find somebody that has his heart, that look after his people. And not concerned about himself.
Right.
And they're going to go knock on door to door. And say, will you hear the word of the Lord? Because see, the Lord put his seal of approval. Right. When someone was saying, I'm ready to go.
Right.
Look, daddy, now, this is not foolish now. It's time to go.
Amen.
Wasn't even thinking about getting no Holy Ghost. But mama was praying.
Amen.
Mama was already rejoicing for what God could do. And I didn't know what God had done until I got home and I was getting ready for bed. And the Spirit overshadowed me. And Brother Marcus came back in. What's God? I was rejoicing in God because I remembered when the Holy Ghost said, sing, don't let them pass you by. And I started up this aisle to go to the seekers. But he turned me around about half the way. And I didn't know what God was doing, but he brought me back this way. And I went up this way. He said, I took you by that way so that your shadow could fall upon the one that was seeking God.
Praise the Lord.
Had no idea. But he said, I chose that one because she fits every camp where you're going trying to deliver the word of God. She got Bush. She got Harvey. She got all of them that she knows. And she's going to be a testament to this great, great gathering when she go home to tell her brother,
amen,
I received the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It will be noised abroad that God filled somebody that wasn't even thinking, but he said, it was a sheep of mine. I must bring it. Because she had given up on this church. She was sick of all the bickering. She said, forget it. But her father said, I'm going to see Bishop Patterson. Will you go? And she said, yes. And she was blessed, as the song say, because she came.
Amen.
The Lord said, I must bring it. I pray God keeps her forever. And the word of the Lord that goes to her heart will get to her bones. That her bones will get settled and say, you know, it doesn't matter where they bury me. I got the quickening spirit in my bones that it will shake my grave. And it will open and I can rise to go meet the Lord. Why? Because she came.
Amen.
And the Lord met her face to face. And pulled her in to the church. Because she believed in that moment. And you pray because her father, who will always give her good wisdom, that the Lord will keep all of them. But she is written in my chronicles of my work here, because I don't know where my next step is going to be. I don't even know what is the next moment for me. Amen. But I gave my life over to him.
Right.
Whatever he ordered, I have to do that. But let me tell you, I came down from God to give you this. You can save yourself.
Amen.
Yes, you can.
Amen.
If you believe in the power of the living God, you can save yourself because the Holy Ghost is in your members. When you're sick, just look within and say, Lord, I know you're able. When you're traveling on the road and you're hearing the word of God, it will lift you and let you speak mysteries you think are in the air. But God needs somebody at his footstool to lift their spirit to him, and then he can do something and do a work in your life. Ask and you shall receive. My Lord spoke to the Lord and said, sit. Something is in you with the will that heaven has. If you think that the week that's coming is going to be rough because you're not going to have the company of saints, know that the Holy Ghost is going to follow you from this place. It's going to keep you lifted if you want to be. And if you have a trying moment, turn your face to the wall and ask God Almighty, say, I know that thou is in me and I am in you. I need you now. I'm going to close with this prayer. Because I know some of you all are just seeing me for the first time. But don't be like the ones in the word that say, Moses, we know. But as for that fella, who is he? Just ask the Lord about me. He can vouch for me. Because I gave up my life to do his work. And I haven't stopped yet. But I would bless your coming. That the Lord will keep you. And if you're seeking God, the scripture says he's nigh thee. But I know just like I know my name, I've seen the church come up out of the ground. I've seen the overcoming of saints. I've seen the rising of our sun. And God shall deliver us. He's delivering us right now. My soul. Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift my soul to be placed in your care. I pray that you abide in me forever. And that when the words of truth is preached to my ears, I will place it in my bones, in the marrow of my bones. And I can walk in you. And you can walk in me. And when men see me, I can show them Christ. And if I don't have anything, I can look to you and you'll provide. I want to thank you for your salvation, because you considered my soul before I did. And when you molded me in my mother's womb, you molded me for peace. You molded me as a vessel of honor to praise you and worship you. And it didn't matter what the troubles was in my life, you knew you were going to be there. When I looked at myself and I knew death had a hold on me, but the word of the Lord was already in my members, my soul. I want to thank you how you delivered me and how you set me free. And I'm looking to you to make a change in my life. For everything that is not like you, my soul, I want my soul to spend eternity with thee. Have your way with me. My soul. My soul. I don't know where my next step will be. But if my next step, dear Lord, is to walk on the air, my soul, I'll follow your footprints that you left in the sand. I'll follow your footprints. If I see you out on the water, I'll say, Lord, bid me come to you. Just tell me to come, and I'll come off the safety of the ship, and I believe I can walk the water. I'll follow your footprints that you put in the air when you went up to glory. I'll leave it to thee. Preserve me. Set your seal upon me. Let your word have an effect on my life, that when it said, I'm coming back for my jewels, and these are they that had hard trials, I'll be one in the number. Make my speech be, I know I shall be saved. Make my speech, I know I'm going to get up on the day of the resurrection. Make my speech, know it, that I shall meet the Lord in peace. Make me speak of those things that are not as though it is right now, because I shall meet you. Don't make my labor in vain. Thank you, Lord. I don't know what the next step is for me, but I give it over to Jesus. God knows what to do. He shall establish his church on the top of the mountain. And once he establishes his church, he's not going to establish another. It's established. Save us. Save us. Save us. Save us. Save us. Gather us up unto your bosom, and we'll be all right. I'm all right now. I pray that God will forgive you and that he'll count you worthy of your calling in him. That he'll set your feet on his sure foundation and keep it forever. And no matter where you roam, you'll always come back to him and say, forgive me if I trespassed against you. Will you forgive me? And I know he will. Because all you got to do is, my soul. My soul. As the will in heaven, let it be in you. My soul. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So be it. Amen.